Hello and welcome to Penalty on the Podcast, or the weekly NFL predicting podcast. And this week, we're predicting most of the games for the 2025 NFL season, week 11. So we're going to start off with an early overseas game in Madrid. I hate overseas game because I live in Los Angeles, and these games are at 6:30 for me, and I don't like it. So we got the Commanders and the Dolphins. Commanders, obviously, Jaden Daniels had a potentially season-ending injury. He could be back, but it was a gruesome injury. Fortunately, it was non-throwing hand, so not career-threatening. He could return in a brace, but he probably won't. If you've seen the slow-mo, like the little squish, his elbow got very squishy for a second. I would not recommend looking at it, but if you want, that's fine. It's very interesting anatomical lesson. So Marcus Mariota starting for the Commanders. Dolphins coming off of beating the Bills somehow. They absolutely destroyed them. So really, I think they're going to win. Commanders are pretty lost without Jaden Daniels. I mean, he's not on IR. He's on the injury report, actually. He's out, obviously. I don't know. I would put him on IR, but I mean, he's not going to be back for a very long time, potentially this season. So Treylon Burks is also out. Will Harris, Drake Jackson, Olakau also out. So is Terry McLaurin, so that receiver room. And Jordan McGee is questionable. It's, you know, as the season progresses, like, the injuries build and build and build, and it's kind of like an unfortunate thing. Football without injuries would be great, especially for fantasy. All my players got hurt, and it makes me sad, like Jaden Daniels. For the Dolphins, Bradley Chubb is questionable. Rasul Douglas and the Eskridge and Austin Jackson are also questionable. I think the Dolphins are going to win. They've been so weird, so wildly inconsistent. They beat the Bills, who have also been wildly inconsistent. I have no clue how they did it, but what I do know is the Commanders look incredibly lost without Jaden Daniels. They're just headless over there. So I think Dolphins are going to win 16-13. Very weird, probably a boring game, and probably a sloppy game in Madrid. I mean, this is great that all the international games are terrible, so that they won't want over there. They don't want to have more international games, so we can keep the NFL here and not have games at 6:30. I don't know what's the problem with the existing time slots. So, Bucks at Bills. Before I continue, do you realize the NFL season is more than halfway over? That's crazy. And next week, it will be two-thirds over. So, I think the NFL should give in to players' demands and, you know, have a second bye week. It will reduce injuries, improve on-field quality, and, I mean, there's more football. It's like, this time slots are pretty dense at the, because there's a 10 a.m., but these are all in Pacific time. There's a 10 a.m. time slot where there's a bunch of games. I mean, starting at prime time, there's Thursday at 5:20 slot. Then on Sunday, there's a 10 a.m. slot with a bunch of games. Then 1:05 and 1:25, we're getting to the higher quality games, more America Game of the Week type of thing. And then we have Sunday Night Football at 5:20. And then Monday Night Football is also at 5:20. But a lot of games are concentrated at the 10 a.m. slot, and quite a few at the 1:05 and 1:25 time slots. If we could thin those out, that would be fantastic, because obviously not every market gets every game. There's just too many games. So, like, unless you have Red Zone, you're not watching all those games. If we could thin that out and extend them over a longer period of time while also reducing injuries, that would be great. I don't know why the NFL doesn't do that. I mean, that's just more football. That's fun. I mean, obviously, money. Money is the issue, because the broadcasters don't like it very much to extend the season, but I mean, come on, do it for the fans, do it for the players. But we have the Bucks at the Bills. I'm going to go Bucks here. They did lose to the Patriots, But the Patriots are an impressive team. The Bills are wildly inconsistent. And, I mean, they just lost to the Dolphins. They can't be relied on for really anything. And quite a few injuries here for the Bucs. Chris Godwin, Bucky Irving, Hassan Reddick, all out for the Bills. Shaq Thompson is questionable. Dalton Kincaid is out. And so, yeah, the Bills just are so inconsistent. The Bucks, you know, have been a really good team with Baker Mayfield. So, I think the Bucks are going to win. Either it's going to be a really close, entertaining game, and we're going to get the Bills that beat the Chiefs, or it's going to be a terrible blowout. I think I'm going to go entertaining game with Bills, keeping it close, 27-21 Bucks. Then we have Packers at the Giants. I mean, the Giants just fired Brian Daboll, which is understandable after 2-7 starts through 9 weeks and 3 consecutive seasons. But they did keep Joe Schoen, which makes no sense. He's the moron who signed Daniel Jones to a ridiculous contract and then franchise tagged Barkley and let him leave, which is so stupid. They should cut that guy first. But new head coach going against the Packers, who put up an absolute garbage game against the Eagles. I mean, their illegal formations too is just such a poorly coached team. I mean, they got a really good throw that could have won them the game, wiped away on illegal formation that would have got them into field goal range and on the move towards a touchdown, but no. They could be getting Matthew Golden back in this game, though. He is questionable. Brandon McManus is doubtful there, and he will not start. Their backup kicker is Lucas Haversick, after McManus missed the game-tying, I think, 62 or 64-yarder last week. I mean, can't really blame him. Coming off a leg injury, and I mean, the first kick, I mean, that's a huge kick, too. The first kick, because they iced him, and he did get to kick it. So, a lot of people only saw the final kick. The first one, they iced him. He got to kick it, though, and he was short. Then the next kick was wildly off target because he tried to put more power into it and was completely off target. So, I mean, it was about as terrible a kick as you can get, but it just, he was trying to put all the power he had into it, and he messed it up. The first kick was straight down the middle and under the crossbar. But so, can't really blame him. Would have been nice to see him make it. And then Lucas Van Ness is questionable. For the Giants, Jackson Dart is out, still with that flat spot on his brain. Chauncey Golston is out. Evan Neal is also out. Tyler Newbin is doubtful. And, I mean, what are we expecting? Also, Slayton and Thibodeau are out. Jameis Winston is starting. I mean, the most inconsistent quarterback in history. 30 touchdowns, 30 interceptions at some point. In one season, when he was with the Bucks, he's playing for the Giants. Definitely better than Wilson. Downgrade from Jackson Dart, but obviously Jackson Dart injured. We'll see how he does. He'll either be wildly good or an abject failure. Still, I think the Packers are going to win. I mean, this team is not looking good at this point in the season, but I mean, it's the Giants, no head coach, like interim head coach, starting quarterback out, several other injuries. I'm going Packers here, 13-6, just a stinker of a game. I mean, the Packers managed to lose to the Panthers and the Browns. I mean, their defense is good. The offense just doesn't do anything. And then we have the Bears at the Vikings. And the Vikings had a really tough go at it with the Ravens. But I think J.J. McCarthy will be back, and I think he'll actually ball out here against a very poor Bears defense. The Vikings will be missing Jonathan Greenard and Ryan Kelly. But Andrew Van Ginkle will be back. So I do think the Vikings are going to win. The Bears are really good. I think it'll be a close and competitive game. I think 21-23 Vikings, but the Bears could win. I mean, this I think would be a game to watch at the 10 a.m. slot. I think it should be a later game, but I mean, that's just my opinion. We have the Bengals at the Steelers. Now, the Steelers, I mean, Bengals won the first one on Flacco's first game for them. Flacco has now played for 3 of the 4 AFC North teams. Steelers, Aaron Rodgers not looking so good against the Chargers. Still, I think that defense, if they could do to the Bengals what they did to the Colts, I think the Steelers will win the rematch. Joe Burrow obviously out with a turf toe, which is a way worse injury than it sounds. It is the pulling or tearing of the ligaments on the bottom of the big toe. It is absolutely terrible and can affect someone their whole life. Ooh, fun. Trey Hendrickson also out with a hip pelvis injury. Samaje Perine, their third down back, is also out for the Steelers. Alex Highsmith and Cole Holcomb are out. That's actually a huge problem for their defense. I mean, Alex Highsmith with a pec injury and Cole Holcomb with an illness. I mean, huge hit to their defense. They also have Darius Slay, who's out with a concussion. So, actually, that defense is probably going to suck. I actually can't see them doing anything with those injuries, even though they have TJ Watt, and TJ Watt is one of the best defenders in the league. But still, those injuries, I mean, there's 11 people on the field on one side, so TJ Watt is still just one of them. So I actually think the Bengals offense is going to win this, and the Steelers, hopefully they can do better than whatever that was against the Chargers. I think Bengals are going to take it. Probably, I'm going to say 24-17. And then we have the Chargers and the Jaguars. Chargers were dominant against the Steelers. I think Chargers are going to win. Khalil Mack is still awesome. And, I mean, kind of not talked about as much as he should be, I think. No super major injuries to, like, star players. Brian Thomas is questionable. He's got an ankle injury. But Brian Thomas, in the words of one of my friends who took him in fantasy, Brian Thomas forgot how to play football over the offseason. So, yeah, not looking so good for him. For the Chargers, Elijah Molden is also questionable. So, obviously, I think Chargers are going to win. They've been incredibly dominant. And I think this is going to be a 31-14 walk in the park for them. Then we have the Texans at the Titans. I mean, it's not possible. Unless you are legendary chokers like the Cardinals, I don't think it's possible to lose to this Titans team, who definitely have got to be tanking. Their kicker is out, though. The Texans' kicker is out. Kyle Fairbairn. He's been out a couple games with a quad injury. And then guarded Ingram is questionable. Jalen Petre is out. He's got a concussion. Same thing with CJ Stroud. Out concussion. For the Titans, Arden Key is questionable. He's got a quad injury. So many quad injuries. And then Calvin Ridley, Jeffrey Simmons, questionable. Xavier Woods out. All three of them have hamstring injuries. So that's also seemingly a trend. And, I mean, Texans with Davis Mills, I mean, it's just not possible. The Titans are so bad. I just don't think it's possible to lose. I think 17-13 for the Texans. And then we have the Panthers at the Falcons. Actually, I think 17-6. The Texans are just too good of a defense. Panthers at the Falcons. I mean, the Falcons have lost three straight since beating the Bills, a wildly inconsistent team. Or is that four straight? They've lost a lot straight. Most recently, being carved up and served by Jonathan Taylor to the audience in Munich. Or was it Berlin? In Germany, somewhere in Germany. And, I mean, they just, what was it, Jonathan Taylor, 244 yards and three touchdowns. That was something. But they took it to overtime. And then the Panthers have been pretty good with Rico Dowdle. I mean, Rico Dowdle is going to destroy the Falcons again, I think. And the Panthers don't really have any injuries. Lathan Ransom and Trevin Wallace are out. These aren't the engine behind their team. But for the Falcons, they have quite a few injuries. Jamal Agnew is questionable. Leonard Floyd and D. Alford are out. And then Felipe Frank, Zach Harrison, Mike Hughes, Chris Lindstrom, and Drake London are all questionable. And then Josh Woods is out. So, quite a long list of injuries. Fortunately, not their star players except for Drake London. Still, Falcons are a wildly inconsistent team. They've sucked recently. I think Rico Dowdle could approach the 200-yard mark. I think he'll have two touchdowns against this struggling run defense. And I think the Panthers are going to win 23 or 24-16. They have the 49ers at the Cardinals. I mean, the Cardinals can't do anything this season. But the 49ers just got their butts kicked by the Rams, and that was a joy to watch. Yeah, it was incredibly destructive. But Matt Jones might not be the starter. Brock Purdy is cleared to play. And for the first time in quite a bit, he will be starting against the Redbirds. For said Redbirds, they have a few issues. So Marvin Harrison is sick and he's out. Will Hernandez is questionable with knee injury. Will Johnson's out. Bam Knight is questionable. And then Walter Nolan is questionable. Darius Robinson, also questionable. So, quite a few injuries, most notably Harrison. And, I mean, it's the Cardinals. Both of these just got blown out by division opponents scoring over 40 points on them. But, obviously, 49ers, much better team. I don't know if they're a better team with Brock Purdy or Mac Jones, but we'll see. Mac Jones definitely has thrown doubt on Brock Purdy's massive contract, but we'll see how that goes. Brock Purdy currently leading the league in yards per game, by the way, because he hasn't played many games, but he's got 4-4 touchdown to interception. But yeah, 49ers 31-17. This is going to be very sad for Redbirds fans. Then we have the Seahawks at the Rams. And, I mean, I think the Rams are going to win this. The Seahawks have a really good offensive line, but the Rams are truly going to put that to the test. And, I mean, they have one of the best pass rushes in the league right now. And I think they could bully the Seahawks offense. And, I mean, the really big matchup is Jaxon Smith-Njigba versus Puka Nacua. Puka Nacua probably would have more yards if he didn't get hurt, but still, two of the best wide receivers in the league. And, I mean, I think they're the same draft class and everything, too. For the Rams, Kobe Turner's questionable with a back injury. That could be big because he's major part of that defensive line. Devontae Adams is questionable, but he's really the driving force behind the Rams' red zone success. And I think the Rams are going to win. They've been, I mean, borderline unstoppable. They did have a couple of losses. One was in a Thursday night game And the other was a very close loss to the Eagles that made me very sad with two blocked field goals. But the Rams fixed their biggest problem, their two biggest problems, which are kicker. They got Harrison Mevis instead of Josh Cardy. Josh Cardy sucked. Harrison Mevis has at least made his extra points not look terrible. And then cornerback, because Emmanuel Forbes, for some reason, does not suck now, and that is awesome. Also acquiring some more depth with Roger McCreary. So secondary is a problem. They've got really good safeties. Corners don't know if they'll be able to keep up with Jackson Dart, one of the best linebackers in the league with Nate Landman. He's got three. It was almost four forced fumbles on the year. And I think the Rams are finally going to take top in the division, beating the Seahawks. It's also a rivalries uniform game. So the Rams are going to have that blackout one, that blackout jersey, which is fitting because of the rolling blackouts in Southern California that our government doesn't fix and instead is building a train from the middle of nowhere to the middle of nowhere. But that aside, the Rams, I think, are going to take this victory. Close, narrow, hard-fought, entertaining victory, 27-24. Then we have the Ravens. Also, I don't want to move on because also Matthew Stafford should be the MVP frontrunner right now. I mean, that's not true. It should be Jonathan Taylor, but I mean, come on, it's a quarterback award. So between Drake May and Matthew Stafford, it should absolutely be Matthew Stafford. Aside from Brock Purdy, who has barely played any games, Matthew Stafford has most yards per game. Not more total yards because he was on bye. Despite being on bye, he leads the league in touchdowns with 25, and he has only two interceptions. Over the last three games, he's had four or more touchdowns and no interceptions. He's the only player in NFL history to ever do that, all at 37 years young. So he should definitely be the front runner for MVP, and I hope he wins it. For some reason, I've got this feeling that Landman will also win Super Bowl MVP when the Rams definitely win the Super Bowl, but that's another story. Then we have the Ravens at the Browns. I mean, Ravens have Lamar back. The Browns are lost. They got Dylan Gabriel out there. Couldn't even beat the Jets. I mean, how do you lose to the Jets? So, for the Ravens, Rashad Bateman, Jay Higgins, Justice Hill, Marlon Humphrey are out. And then Mike Green is questionable. The Ravens' Malachi Starks, by the way, has been doing really well. He and Kyle Hamilton are great. And then the Browns, Malik Collins is questionable and Alex Wright is out. I mean, Browns' Dylan Gabriel is one of the worst starting quarterbacks in the league. They couldn't even beat the Jets. Definitely, especially with Lamar back, Ravens taking this one 31-12. I mean, come on, it's the Browns. Honestly, 31-9. I don't think they'll get four field goals. And then we have the Lions at the Eagles. The Eagles are 7-2, but they have looked terrible in some of their wins, especially against the Packers, with Nick Sirianni almost messing it up and losing the game by going for it on 4th and long. I really wanted to see that blow up in his face, but sadly didn't happen because the Packers kept shooting themselves in the foot with a bunch of illegal formations. And then, so for the Lions, Marcus Davenport is out. Taylor Decker's questionable. Kirby Joseph, though, is out. And Sam Laporta, their tight end, is out with a back injury. That's a major injury. And then they also got DJ Reed out with a hamstring injury. Lots of secondary injuries here. Penei Sewell is questionable. He did not participate in practice, though. Brock Wright is also questionable. He's their backup tight end. And then for the Eagles, just Willie Lampkin is questionable. Really, I think the Lions are a better team than the Eagles. The Eagles just keep winning for some reason, but I mean, they shouldn't. Also, the Eagles get away with so many false starts. And it's like, oh, the refs can't see it. It's like, oh, when the Packers false started and the guard, one guard, moved less than the Eagles, two guards, he got called. Eagles don't get called. It's absurd. But I do think the Lions are going to win. I think it'll be an entertaining game with the Lions taking the victory 27-24. And then for Monday Night Football, we have Cowboys at Raiders. This is going to be a terrible game between two terrible teams. But, I mean, the Cowboys look good. They look watchable. So, I think this is going to be a blowout here. Injuries, not many injuries. They don't really matter. But, I mean, Geno Smith is going to Geno Smith it. And I think he'll throw a pick six, maybe two. I mean, that would be so fun to watch. Coming back from school and watching Geno Smith throw two pick sixes. Come on. And then, but, I mean, the Cowboys look watchable at least. So, you know, I think it could be an entertaining blowout. 33-17. Because Geno Smith, one of the worst starting quarterbacks in the NFL. And Dak Prescott's been surprisingly good. Anyway, that will do it for this week's NFL games. And I hope you've enjoyed this installment of Penalty on the Podcaster. You'll hear more of me next episode.